This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Action Furnace. Fixed right or it's free.
Coming up on celebrating 4 years with this Lisa's Ladies Book Club.
You've got it. And we got together last night. We actually met up at Five and Dive off of Bourbon Street. I had never been before. It used to be Sherlock's.
Okay.
It was unreal. The food, somebody got a soft pretzel and I was like, okay, why didn't I think of that? All of the food looked incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah, we had a really good time. So there were about 20, I want to say between 24 and 26 of us, which was a bigger turnout than I expected. Like I even wrote on the rezo 15. So the service was unbelievable too, considering how I was like, sorry, we need another table. We need another table.
That's awesome. That's such a great turnout for something like this.
Like, yeah, I'm really proud of it because there's a solid group of women that come every single time. They've never missed a night. And they're all best friends now, and they met through this.
Yeah.
So they were new to the city, didn't know anyone, and it was just a cool, fun way to connect. Of course, I always notice when there's somebody brand new there, they're a bit nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Even as women, in your 30s, in your 20s, in your 40s, it's intimidating to walk into a group where you don't know anyone.
Right.
But everyone is so kind and welcoming, and we all have that one thing in common, and it's that we just want to connect.
That you pretended to read the book.
Yeah, half of them don't read it. It's actually so fun for me. Every time we meet up, the first question I ask is, who read the book? And it's 50% of the hands go up. So that's a great excuse to just get out of the house.
Yeah.
You tell your family, like, sorry, I got book club.
Well, good excuse to, like, just go up to your room and play on your phone, too. If you're like,
pretending.
Hey, sorry, I got to crush this book before the weekend.
If you were to start a club, what do you think you would want to do?
Strip.
What?
A strip club?
No, I mean like a get together with listeners
okay.
or friends.
Did I answer that too quick?
Yeah, and it seems like you're still going to go with that answer.
I mean, I guess my clubs are kind of sports teams.
Yeah.
I played hockey last night and I didn't know anybody but one guy at the start of the season on the team. So you get to know each other, dressing room chat.
I was thinking of maybe starting something like a, you know how some people get together and they all exchange baked goods?
Mm.
What would be better than going and hanging out with a group of people that are all amazing, but you come home with a Tupperware full of
just mixed
17 different treats?
Yeah.
What do people do?
I tried Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, D&D.
Wasn't really for me.
No, but you tried.
I respect people that are good at it. It's fun. I could see why.
Well, and you would try and gain confidence with your character by having a couple drinks. And the next thing you knew, you'd be hungover on a weeknight. Because usually D&D, they get together on weeknights.
Right.
That just started becoming
problematic.
Too much.
Yeah.
So respect to people that can do D&D sober, because I find it to be a very intimidating game. Dominique wrote in saying, my parents do something called dinner club. So once every 2 months, they pick a theme and people will bring a new appetizer, dinner, or dessert, and then also bring the recipe. So if others like it, they can have it. There's about 10 couples involved.
Not bad.
And then do they rotate between homes? They must, because
yeah.
we have friends that do that. With two other couples.
Yeah, they'll plan the whole menu.
Yeah, and they have the menu like written out and everything. It's like you're going to a restaurant.
And then they invite special guests.
Yeah, they are always allowed to bring
one extra couple in.
Yep. And they will even plan out the cocktails, everything. And nobody knows what you're going to have.
We went. But it was after an afternoon Oiler game.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever be invited back.
We were turned up.
Yeah,
we were
not the best guests. We weren't as classy as everyone else at the table. We had our Oilers jerseys on.
Lisa was farting at the table.
Yeah, probably. I don't remember.
Sab says, I joined a paintball league. Have met some really great lifelong friends now because of it. Mike says, I know it sounds weird, but rehab was the closest thing to a club I joined.
That's okay.
We all have a lot in common connect over it. Janet says, I took German classes. Then about six of us from the class who all got along really well actually went to Oktoberfest together as a reward for learning basic German. I know a little German.
Ryder.
What?
Is this going to be a joke? Is it going to be an inappropriate joke?
No, I know a little German. He does the show next door to us.
Good one.
James P. White, the little person next door.
What clubs do you hear of sometimes that you're like, I would never want to be a part of that?
Running club.
Ooh, good answer.
Yeah. I don't talk when I'm running. I can't. So...
Yeah, I think it's just a bunch of people bragging that they can still hold a conversation while jogging.
And I just don't have a lot in common. Like, do you talk about your Lycra outfit and where you got your fancy water bottle from? I don't care.
And what do they do after? They're not going to go for a beer.
They share a small bag of granola and a banana. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I'm not down for that. I do really like everyone that I work out with.
We should be careful, though, making fun of runners at this time of day, because I think they normally get up early, right?
Yeah, but they're listening to an educational podcast, not Ryder and Lisa.
Play 107 with Ryder and Lisa. Can you fire me up some sexy music?
Who are you talking to?
What?
Who are you talking to? It's just you and me in here.
Okay, well, I was trying to make it sound bigger.
Oh, like we have a whole production team.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks for that.
That's you.
Perfect pick.
Yeah.
I would have picked that same one myself.
For sure.
We've got tickets to join us as we're hosting the big game at River Cree for their watch party. All you can eat buffet. Need I say more?
Yeah. So that's shaking down, obviously, February 12th, mm-hmm. Super Bowl.
And we've got a little game here that we're playing again. It's called Player or Entertainer. So I have some NFL player names, and I have one adult entertainer's name mixed in as well.
Okay. So thanks to everyone that voted.
If you think the music's too loud, you can just turn your headphones down a little bit there. I got to turn it back up. It's not very loud.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, so get your vote on right now, 780-784-7107, with just the number 0, 1, or 2.
We're going to do two rounds with Lisa. You let us know how many you think she's going to get right. Round 1, we're looking for the lady stripper.
Okay. Okay.
We've got Eli Apple, CeeDee Lamb, Rock Ya-Sin, Felony James, and Greedy Williams.
You're telling me that only one of those people
is a
stripper.
From Edmonton here, yeah.
Can I hear them again?
Eli Apple, CeeDee Lamb, Rock Ya-Sin, Felony James, or Greedy Williams?
Felony James.
That is correct.
Woo!
Well done.
Good on you.
Round 2. You're looking for the male stripper. He's from Calgary. We got Brock Purdy.
How are you finding these local... What website are you
on?
Yeah,
I'm probably going to get in trouble when the engineer looks at my...
History.
Click history.
Okay.
Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Christian Angel. Trey Flowers. Ha Ha Dix.
What?
Ha Ha Dix and Guy Wimper.
There's no way these are real humans.
Brock Purdy, Christian Angel, Trey Flowers, Ha Ha Dix, and Guy Wimper.
What was the second name again?
Christian Angel.
Okay, I'm going to go with Ha Ha Dix.
No, Ha Ha Dix is a player in the NFL. He actually goes by a hyphenated name, Ha Ha Clinton Dix, but his original name was Ha Ha Dix. 49ers is who he played with. He is a free agent now. So he's actually like not on a team. I hope that's okay. That doesn't bend the rules too much.
And which one was the stripper?
Christian Angel.
I should have known.
I probably would have went with Guy Wimper.
No.
That sounds like a stripper's name. Have you ever used something for a purpose like that it wasn't intended for at all, like when you were in a pinch? So fill in the blank. I ran out of blank, so I used blank instead. Because I made you a coffee 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Thank you for that, by the way.
And you didn't notice.
What did you put in it?
I couldn't find the coffee filters again.
So what did you use?
Started up some renovations
underwear?
On the kitchen. And
did you use underwear?
No, I used just paper towel to make coffee.
Okay, I've heard of people doing that before. That's normal, is it not?
Yeah.
So would the coffee taste different?
I noticed it.
Huh.
Like I felt like it tasted a little, like there was a slight paper film on it, which was weird, but you didn't notice.
Well, I put so much Bailey's in my coffee. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it was a Monday.
No, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
There you go.
We wanted you to answer this question as well. I ran out of blank, so I used blank instead.
You know when you're trying to measure something, but you don't have measuring tape?
Mm-hmm.
I use my body because I know my height. Like, okay. I'll lay down to measure things that I'm posting on Kijiji. I did that the other day for a TV stand.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, okay, this is 5'7". Because that's my height.
Yeah.
Model height.
So you laid down and it was a very similar height to you.
Yeah. It was 5'7".
That's actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
Your brother-in-law actually has a tattoo on his arm that he uses for measuring. Did you know that?
How do you know that and I don't?
Well, because I asked him about his tattoo. I care about...
You care about my
friends
family.
And family.
Cool.
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's just like a thing that measures. It's exactly a certain length. I don't know how to describe it perfectly.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So when he needs to measure something, he can just put it, like, use his tattoo on his arm. Thought that was pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
He uses it all the time, he said.
Well, I know that now.
Yep. You can sound like you asked and you care.
Yep. I do care.
780-784-7107.
This is a great example of one that I think a lot of people have done. Thank you, Linda, for the text. Using a hair straightener to iron the collar of shirts. It does work really good. As long as you're not holding it down for too long.
Yeah.
I've definitely been there.
Or be careful that there's not some hair product on there.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If somebody recently used it, because I got a couple collars kind of greasy that way.
Okay, and now Gary just wrote in kind of the same thing, and it's with a photo of one of his nice shirts. Gary says, I don't have an iron to iron press my shirt, so I've been provided with this. And it's a picture of what looks to be a pot full of steaming water placed on a towel placed on the shirt.
Wow. That looks like it would make sense.
That is very innovative.
Yeah. 780-784-7107. This text says, I was having some friends over for Caesars when I realized I was out of clam. So I tried to scramble. I used tomato juice and the juice out of a smoked oyster can. It didn't work.
Ew.
Good effort.
Cassie just texted in. That might work, Lisa, but lots of people lie about their height. That's true. I actually don't think I'm 5'7".
Yeah, this...
5'6".
This TV stand's about 6'2". Looks more about 5'8", sir. Time to rock down to Apology Avenue. This is where we get our stories out.
I'd like to apologize to anyone that is ever around me, because everywhere I go, I leave at least 10 strands of hair.
Mm-hmm.
One time, someone said... You should, like, brush it. That's what they said to me. Oof. And they were serious.
Yeah, well.
I know.
You do have quite a mane, and I don't know if I've ever seen you brush it.
Mm-mm. Not really.
So.
No. That would be very smart of me, so maybe I'll start doing that, but I doubt it.
Okay. I'd like to apologize to all of our listeners today. I've realized that I can't drink water before the show or eat during the show, or else I'm constantly... feeling like I need to clear my throat on the air.
Does anyone know if this is a condition?
You brought in cookies that a listener made.
Yes. Dawn, shout out to Dawn. She
from
came to
book
club last night with a bunch of cookies, so I brought them to work.
You can't just set those beside me. So I ate a bunch.
And now you're clearing your throat a lot.
So that's why I need to apologize to the listeners.
I feel like this was a really good round of apologies. It feels good to get it off your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to see how many strands of hair come out if I just like pull my hair a little bit?
Oh, yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah.
You said it's a bit of a problem at the gym even, hey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll be doing burpees and like six hairs fall. I get embarrassed when people see it.
So like other people are just slipping around you constantly? Like it's actually dangerous? Yeah, maybe start brushing that.
Yeah, maybe.
It's Lisa's birthday tomorrow if anybody wants to get her a comb.
I just want to call and tell Lisa she's not alone. I'm in the same boat of the hair mane. But when I do brush it, I still lose lots of hair. So I don't think the brushing really makes a difference. I think you just lose a lot of hair.
Yeah. Us thick-haired Maine women, we got to stick together.
Yeah, and we got long-ass hair, so...
You guys should start a company where you, like, make quilts.
Gross.
Out of our hair?
Yeah.
Oh, Ryder, are you going to be our first customer?
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
What kind of shampoo do you use?
Whatever's cheapest at Walmart.
Me too.
Oh, good. I like the berry ones.
Tresemme or whatever it's
coconut
called.
Coconut this time.
Yeah.
Ooh, it sounds amazing. Yeah, okay.
So, Lisa, you're not alone, so don't feel ashamed.
Are you in your car right now?
Yes.
When you look down, is there just hair everywhere?
It's, like, on my children, on my clothes, on my furniture. Like, it's everywhere. I probably shed more than our dog.
Yep. I'm in the exact same boat. Thank you for making me feel a lot better about myself.
You're welcome, Lisa. You have a wonderful day. You too, Ryder.
Yeah, I guess. I just have a quick question about that last caller. She said one thing specifically that I was a little bit confused by.
Oh.
I'd just like to go back to that.
Yeah, and we got long-ass hair, so.
That's not what she meant.
What?
She just meant long hair. Not hair on her butt.
Well, she said long ass hair.
Ryder.
Why? What? Oh, long ass hair. Okay, like the expression. We are joined by Jay and Sylvia, owners of Rolling Tails. Tell us about your business.
Pretty straightforward. It's a hobby shop specializing in comics, tabletop role-playing games, and model kits, specifically Japanese-type model kits. Like they're called Gundams. And we do a lot of other stuff as well. We do a lot of workshops and introduce people to the different hobbies, like role-playing games, like Dungeons & Dragons. Like if you're new to Dungeons & Dragons and you're maybe just trying to play and maybe not having a lot of success with it, we teach workshops on how people can learn a little bit more before they go in. And
yeah, I could have used that on my experience. Okay. I'm 0-for-1.
But we played with people that have been playing Dungeons & Dragons for years, and we wanted to dabble, right? So Ryder and I, we created our characters, and we looked into it. But honestly, we could have used your help.
Yeah, you probably could have used Sylvia's help, because she's a DM, and she actually teaches the workshops.
Okay, so is there anything else that you guys want to touch on that makes you unique?
It's definitely our workshops for sure that set us apart. Like, you're not going to get a workshop experience or, you know, expert staff that are going to introduce you to a hobby at, say, like a big box store or if you're shopping online. So we add that personal touch. We try to provide a lot of great customer service because hobbies are, they kind of exploded during the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. Like people got really into niche hobbies again, creating their own stories. So we exist to kind of like enrich that space, to help you get into something new or to advance a hobby you already love. And then I think the most important thing, we're also there to help build a community and connect people with each other. So, you know, we spend a lot of time in isolation. It's really nice to be face-to-face again, playing games, meeting your community, engaging with people that like the same hobbies that you like. So, yeah, and we do, like, some charity events throughout the year supporting things like the food bank. And so, yeah, we just try to do a little bit extra.
Where can people go to find more information?
RollingTails.ca. Or if you are, that's too much to remember, you can go to rtpop.com and you can look up stuff on there. We've just been going through a bunch of renovations, so our events page looks a little thin at the moment, but we are getting things all settled up right now. I'm actually hiding in the storage room because there's contractors out front doing a bunch of work at the moment.
Awesome. Are you guys on social media as well?
Yeah, we're on all the social platforms at Rolling Tails YEG. You can also just go to our website and sign up for our weekly newsletter. We do roundups of new comic releases, like new number ones and series you might want to get on top of, as well as that's where we post about all of our events and workshops first. So subscribers get first access to register in our workshops because space is limited.
The Ryder and Lisa Replay.
Brought to you by Action Furnace. Fixed right or it's free.
Play 107.